Welcome to Shoestring Radio Theater. We now present Taxi, written by Jason D. Braun, directed by Steve Rubenstein, and produced by Monica Sullivan at the Mary Sano studio of Duncan Dancing in San Francisco.
Taxi! 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 Want a ride? Taxi's here! Damn it! Got mud all over my flippin' jeans.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Are you a cabbie?
Where are you going?
I need to get to Highgate. How much would it be?
20.
Sounds about right.
This way. Car's parked across the road. Been clubbing?
Hell no. Went to a midnight showing of a film.
What film was it?
Twins of Evil.
Twins of Evil?
It's a horror film. Made in the 70s. Pretty good. Thank you.
So, you like those types of films?
I'm a massive horror fan.
Yeah, I like horror, too. I'm more into stuff like Paranormal Activity and Saw.
I like Saw. And Paranormal Activity. Even the last Paranormal Activity film.
I lost count when they got past number 3.
Always keep track on the genre. Any successful Hollywood horror film follows a franchise.
You really are hardcore. Come to think about it, the t-shirt of Freddy Krueger?
Actually, it's Michael Myers. You know, Halloween.
Oh, forgive me. And those little badges you have of monsters. Kinda cool style.
Thank you. Mind me asking where you're from?
Serbia.
How long have you been here?
About 5 years.
Your English is very good.
Thanks. I read a lot, you know.
Like it?
What?
This country.
Kind of. Had to take this job while finishing my studies.
What are you studying?
Computer science.
Very good.
Must be made of money living at Highgate. Properties cost a fortune.
Well, not quite. It's a house share. Could never afford the prices. As a matter of fact, couldn't afford to buy anywhere in London.
Is it okay to turn on the radio?
Why not?
Find the music relaxing, especially at night.
True. Can't listen to aggressive music at this time of night. Come to think about it, what time is it?
Just after 3.
Oh, it's very late.
Don't worry. We'll be home soon. Not many cars about.
Do you know, I've spent ages trying to get a taxi.
Really?
Didn't want to get on the night bus, as I'm always getting hassled by drunks. And read an article in the paper about one driver who kept his eye on a female passenger who was asleep and waited until the bus was empty before he molested her.
I'm terribly sorry to hear of this. You see, I have a daughter and would kill any man who touched her.
How old's your little girl?
She's 5. Here's her picture.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Takes after her mother.
Back to where I was, no taxi would stop for me. And before I met you, there was one particular taxi that was parked nearby. So I approached the car, and there was a man who looked a lot like you, sleeping. To cut a long story short, I tapped on the window, waking him from his sleep, and immediately he freaked out. It was as if he'd seen a ghost, eyes gazing straight at me. Then after I told him where I wanted to go, he started the car and drove off. How bizarre.
You said he looked like me?
He did.
I suppose we Eastern European cab drivers all look alike.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
I'm only mucking about. We're about in Highgate.
Huh?
We're passing through Archway.
Oh my God, that was quick. I live around the back of the gatehouse. It's a pub just off the high road.
When we get to the high road, then you navigate. Here we are. Is everything all right? Hello?
Sorry. How much did you say?
20 quid, please.
Sure.
Are you sure you're all right?
I know this is cheeky, but do you mind walking me to the house? Just, I don't like to be alone at this time of night.
Come to think about it, the house does look like something straight out of a horror film.
Well, actually, I'm the squatter.
Let's get this over and done with.
Door's just at the side.
Pitch black out here. Can't say I've been in this area before.
Let me get my key out. I know it's here somewhere.
Listen, I need to get back, as I have...
Don't hit him again!
Just want to make sure.
Check his pockets, fast! No need counting.
He hasn't got much.
Let's go!
Help me, I was attacked.
Sarge!
Coming!
He's waking up.
What is happening? I have blood all over my head. What's wrong? Why are you looking at me like that?
I am placing you under arrest for attempted rape. You do not have to say anything, but...
What the hell are you talking about?
Sir, you attacked a fare. Luckily, she fled. You chased her to this house before she was rescued by the man who struck you.
But this is where she wanted to go!
Afraid those are not the facts presented by her. She wanted to go to Archway, and instead you threatened her not to make a sound. From there, you took her to this isolated spot to perform this repugnant act.
That's not true.
Please do not interrupt me when I read you your rights. Understand? You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defense if you do not mention, when questioned, something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
I did nothing wrong. I swear.
Let's go.
No! Oh, dream. A bad dream. It's 2:38.
Hello? I need to go to Highgate, please. Mr. Wait! How bizarre.
That concludes Taxi, written by Jason D. Braun, directed by Steve Rubenstein, and produced by Monica Sullivan at the Mary Sano studio of Duncan Dancing in San Francisco. It starred Monica Sullivan, Perry Whittle, and Stephen Dietz. You can write to us in care of our producer, Monica Sullivan, at srt@shoestring.org. For more information on Shoestring, visit our website at www.shoestring.org. For Shoestring Radio Theater, I'm Stephen Dietz. Thank you for joining us.